We're a mess, but we're our mess, and we enjoy it. Glad you're with us. Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. We hope you enjoy it. Mike Golic Jr., Trey Wingo, Fitzy, Fitzman, JF, Effinator with us as well.
You put tennis names in front of me, Trey. I don't stand a chance.
I'm looking at some of the ones you could have had to pronounce today. Could you have pronounced D-A-V-I-D?
David.
David.
Okay.
G-O-F-F-I-N.
Oh, come on.
Goffin.
Goffin.
All right, you know what?
Clay is tough. Evan's giving me, moving along. Oh, shut up, Evan. We can talk tennis for 7 seconds.
We are the Houston Rockets of radio shows right now. An unmitigated cluster bleep.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, we have some issues going on with the... way to save it. Going on with the Houston Rockets. Obviously, Daryl Morey, of course, Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that he's looking at everything, maybe even including, potentially, seeing if they would even move James Harden to find a way to get past the roadblock that is the Golden State Warriors for them. But the other issue is, okay, what about players? There's also the coaching situation, which is also somewhat interesting. Mike D'Antoni has broken off talks with the Houston Rockets about a contract extension. He has a contract for next year, and he would like to be the coach of the Houston Rockets for a few more years, but they've ran into some difficulties along those lines. So here is Woj trying to break down exactly what the issue is between D'Antoni and the team right now.
Right now, there's a lot of flux in Houston. Two key members of his staff were let go by management. And listen, Houston still wants Mike D'Antoni as their coach. And in talking to their organization today, they still hope that they'll have a good season and there'll be a pathway to doing a new deal. But right now, he's a lame duck coach heading into next season with the Rockets.
So we got a lame duck coach heading into next season. Again, it was his flex. They were in contract negotiations. He obviously didn't like something that was going on, and he basically told him, we'll just go into next year and see what happens.
Yeah, so this is interesting. There have been conversations around a performance-based extension with D'Antoni's camp, which obviously he took some offense to, as a guy who in 3 years on the job here has 4 Western Conference Series victories, a Conference Finals appearance, and an NBA Coach of the Year award.
Why would he not have an issue with the performance-based incentive, though, when you think about the fact that we just heard the other day they may try and blow the whole roster up, spare James Harden to get better? That could work. That could not work. Do you want your income tied to not knowing what the GM's going to do when he blows everything up, trades all your assets out, and you have no idea what you're going to be playing with?
No, absolutely not.
I think the more interesting part here, because you said it, we all acknowledge, Woj just acknowledged, he's a lame duck coach. Don't tell that to Tillman Fertitta,
the owner,
who's the owner of the Rockets, who said, I think he just did me a favor. He goes, I'm going to tell you what I think from an owner's perspective. I don't know what lame duck means because he's under contract. Give me a break with that.
Yeah.
We all know what a lame duck, if it walks like a lame duck and it talks like a lame duck and it's got 1 year left on a contract with no extension, it's a lame duck head coach, Tillman.
And you can't tell me that that's the right way either in the press to be communicating if this is a contentious negotiation. I mean, there's some spot
there's no negotion now. I mean, he's basically walked
but
away.
But you expect the owner to stand up and say, hey, we're going to get this worked out. Mike's going to be here forever. We love Mike. Mike loves us.
But Tillman has been fiery coming off of the finals, said this was unacceptable. And he said, quote, I think his agent did me a favor, okay? Because if for some reason we had a horrible year and we thought we needed to make a coaching change, we just got through paying off one of the other head coaches, I believe. So I hope we win a championship and Mike comes and puts a gun to my head and basically says, give me more money. Basically saying, yeah, I hope next year goes well and we have to pay Mike because it went so well. But if not, we just got done paying somebody else to not coach for us. Why get ourselves into that? Which, again, is counter to most normal civil negotiations.
Exactly, and there are no negotiations right now. So here's the question I have for both of you. On everything we're hearing, with Daryl Morey trying to figure out any way he can to change the lineup to make them more of a competitor with the Golden State Warriors, to Mike D'Antoni basically saying, hey, I'll just go into this season and see what happens. Do we feel it's more likely that the Rockets will be better next year or take a massive step backwards? I mean, it's a zero-sum game, right? They don't want to stay the same.
Unfortunately, I don't know that they're going to have a ton of choice right now. And this comes back to Chris Paul's contract is basically you can't get out of it. So the only way Houston gets out of Chris Paul's contract is if whatever they trade for, they include future assets. So they're going to have to leverage their future to get better right now. And they're probably going to have to leverage it in a big, big way with a lot of draft picks, with a lot of capital that they can throw into it. I'm not sure how that makes them better in the next 5 years. So if you're Mike D'Antoni or if you're the Rockets, you might just be stuck where you are, which is why at this point you cut off negotiations and say, let's just go where this thing goes and we'll figure it out next year.
But if you're stuck where all, because I'm with you, if you're bringing back Mike D'Antoni, though, and you're bringing back James Harden, you're shuffling deck chairs in the Titanic because your identity is secured. Couple seasons ago, before Chris Paul got there, we went through this whole thing where they had assembled the perfect team around James Harden, the point guard, and Mike D'Antoni's offense, spaced him with shooters. Then he ran out of gas, so you added Chris Paul.
Right.
You get to the Western Conference Finals, and Chris Paul gets hurt. And you had that Golden State team on the ropes, and it just didn't work out. And this year, yeah, you spit the bit when you had a chance when KD went out.
Correct.
And I'm sure that's why Tillman Fertitta is as upset as anything. We talk about Golden State not overcorrecting from game one to game two.
Yep.
This feels like a spot where you're going to overcorrect because you feel like you got to do something instead of letting nature take its course in Golden State. And then you're going to end up without D'Antoni as your head coach and with James Harden, who's the much bigger part of their identity there than anything else.
But as an organization, you've got to decide at some point, do you want to be Oklahoma City and be okay with just being good and relevant?
Right.
Or do you want to be Toronto and get rid of good and relevant to do whatever it takes to, even if it's for 1 year, to try and become a championship team?
But all of that would include trying to move the biggest contract, which is going to be the biggest issue there. And to his point, to what Junior said, I think while it may be so frustrating for the Rockets right now, patience might be the best way to do this. Because you just said, we don't know what's going to happen to Golden State. They could have a much better chance to beat Golden State next year by not doing anything and seeing what happens with the Warriors.
But if we press the rewind button, that was the same exact conversation we had 1 year ago right now about the Raptors. Hey, LeBron may not be in the East, so maybe you do nothing and you'll get to the finals anyway. They leveraged, they went all in, they got Kawhi. We don't know how that will turn out, but we certainly feel better about Toronto today.
Here's where I'm going to differ is if you, it's opportunity cost. It's,
yes.
All right, do you have the chance to go out and get someone Kawhi-like? Because even if you move, I mean, you're not going to move Chris Paul's contract.
No.
It's just not going to happen. So even if you move Clint Capella and do all these other things, you're not going to have room to bring in a max caliber guy like Kawhi Leonard. If you can get someone of Kawhi Leonard's value, great. I doubt you're going to be able to. So
yeah.
This is not Toronto going out and making a markedly different change. This is you going there to the dance with a guy that brought you there in James Harden and hoping that a couple of different cast members get you over the hump.
I agree. And while, yes, Kawhi was a big part of what the Raptors were able to do, LeBron isn't in the East, and that was also a big part of what Toronto was able to do. We can't avoid that one because that's exactly what happened.